Good morning, Carroll County. I'm Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, the Sykesville-Eldersburg area. This morning, I'm going to share with you a few things that are on my mind, and I don't think they are all tied together, except maybe we can say the way we tie them together, it's about community, about Carroll County, about friends, neighbors, and family. The first thing, which is really cool, is our unemployment rate continues to top the charts in all of Maryland. We are at 2.8% unemployment. That is the best of all jurisdictions, all counties within Maryland. I give a lot of credit to our workforce development teams, along with the small business community that thrives by bringing in young folks, interns, and the ties between the small businesses and the community colleges and high schools is just phenomenal. But the unemployment rate, I am just so proud to share, that is 2.8%. It's not quite zero, but we're getting closer and closer to it. Another thing I want to share with you is I had the opportunity this past week to participate in a ribbon cutting in Westminster, the Veterans Memorial Park. It's a beautiful park to bring your children to walk, to run. What I like most about it is that the county and Westminster wanted to dedicate a park to our veterans and our fallen that have given the ultimate sacrifice. I may have shared it before. I always respect and honor those that want to share, in the memories of those that have given the ultimate sacrifice. But it's not about flagpoles and monuments. It's about deeds and not just words. And this Veterans Memorial Park is all about action. It's all about an opportunity for people to be there, to do passive recreation like a pavilion, things like that, to active with the playgrounds and the running trails. That's what I believe our community needs. And there's beautiful benches that have been dedicated in memory of those that have given their ultimate sacrifice within our county. So I ask that you share or you attend or go to the park, which is right off of Hooks Road. Another thing I want to share with you is the election. The election is coming up. Election Day is July 19th. We did have early voting 7th through 14th. And it's important. It's a challenge because it's in the middle of summer and a lot of folks are not around. But I ask that you try to get out and make your voice heard, and it can best be heard at the ballot box. The election is it's a primary for our governor, for our delegates that represent us in Carroll County, in Districts 5 and the new District 42, along with a whole suite of commissioners and Board of Education. So I ask that you do your homework, ask questions, think through who you want to represent you in our community, and get to the ballot box and pull the levers. Well, that's the old-fashioned way. And dot the I's, cross the T's in making your voices heard and elect those that you want representing you. July 19th, it's open all day. And I really applaud the Board of Elections for making it as available for us as possible. They were very challenged in doing this as districts were changing all the way until the last minute. So really applaud the work that they did. The last thing I want to share with you, and it's a personal note, is July 4th was very special. July 4th celebration, celebrating the Declaration of Independence, having a lot of events. Audrey and I got to participate in a parade downtown Sykesville where we were able to judge the floats. Sykesville did an awesome job during their parade. I was so proud to represent Carroll County as your commissioner. Other parades occurred here in the county and across the state where we had community members and county officials also participate. So great times by all. The fireworks, I was told, and I did not attend, was the best today. They had over 10,000 folks at the Farm Museum. So Mr. Jack Lyburn and his tourism team and all the folks that put that event on from Farm Museum, thank you so much in making that event happen. Again, we just know how to do it right in Carroll County. The other thing we know how to do right, which is a bit on a somber note, is how to recognize and how to reach out to folks that are in need. And it just so happened that July 4th, I was one of those people. My dad passed away that evening on July 4th, and it was within minutes and then throughout the week that the community reached out to me, my mom, my family, you know, in a time of sorrow. You know, I cannot say enough about why I do what I do, and it's because of the community outreach. Carroll Countyans, neighbors and friends, just know how to embrace us. And although it was a challenging time, and will continue to be a challenging time, as I miss him for all the right reasons in me, in my heart, knowing that Carroll Countyans and the community is there for me makes it just that much better. So I just, from me to you, thank you for that unwavering support during a challenging time. It was tough, but I know I'm going to get through it, and I know my family's going to get through it because I have a community that is embracing us during this time. There's a lot happening throughout the summer. Enjoy it. Enjoy the summer. Be careful as it's going to continue to get hot. Although I may not be the best at saying or best at doing about sunscreen, please wear sunscreen. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your family as you enjoy this warm weather. Enjoy the beach and everything that Maryland and Carroll County provides. The farmers markets are in full swing. It's always fun to go to, and especially when you go from one to another, as they have different produce and different opportunities at each one of the different markets. So we have eight communities, eight municipalities. This is the time to go visit all of them and have fun doing it. This is a time to be with family and with friends. Just enjoy it. Not a whole lot more to share with you this morning, except I think the common theme is there's no better place to be than in Carroll County, Maryland. And I thank you so much for all you do for our community, your outreach, the ability to tell us what is going well, what are some of the challenged areas, and keep us accountable to listen, learn, and then lead together with you in continuing to make Carroll County the place to live, play, work, and just wanting to be here. So that's all for this morning. Have a great Sunday and reach out anytime. As always, life is good. This is Carroll County Commissioner Ed Rothstein. Thanks.